I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1035, The Scandal of Grace. Love, I'm talking about real love, God's love, not cheap romance love or conditional human love or reciprocal love, but love as God defines it and demonstrates it, just doesn't make sense. I've done episodes before about the flack I get when we sing the song The Reckless Love of God in church, but it is reckless. That's what makes God's goodness so good and His grace so amazing. It's all over the sacred text of Scripture, but there's nothing like a love story to drive the point home. As you know, I call this podcast T2G because Jesus, when He was asked the question of all the commandments, and there were tons of them, hundreds of them, what's the greatest one? And He gave two, loving God with all we've got and showing that love for God by how we love others. Let's start with grace. I challenge you to read the book of Hosea today. It's not very long, and it's a love story. It's about love and betrayal and forgiveness and betrayal again and relentless love again anyway. Hosea 3 begins, "Then the Lord said to Hosea, 'Go show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods.'" Okay, that's kind of the whole theme of the book of Hosea. Elizabeth Zabel put it so beautifully. Sometimes we sin more deeply than we think we're capable of. What makes it worse is that we plan on it. We know what we're doing is wrong, but we deliberately choose it anyway. Maybe we think that if God really wants to stop us, He'll do it physically, a lightning bolt or an invisible straitjacket. Afterward, we expect God to punish us. We often do experience consequences, but God still forgives us. He still offers us grace. It sounds scandalous because it is. Grace is not something we have invented. We cannot earn it. We cannot manipulate it. And we cannot hold on to it. It holds us. Paul wrote to the Romans, "But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Listen, friends, grace isn't grace if you deserve it. We are Hosea's unfaithful wife. And it's not just one and done. We are often intentionally, habitually, and clearly unfaithful. It grieves God, and yet He pursues us. I love what John wrote in his prologue. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Did you get both of those? Not just grace, not just truth, but full of grace and truth. Here's the great question. Think about your life. When in your life have you been most thankful for the scandalous grace of God? Let's pray this prayer from royalperspectives.com. "Father, forgive me for being an adulterous wife to You. Forgive my unfaithfulness. Make me faithful to You. Lord, redeem my legacy and my offspring. Lord, don't discipline me for my sin and don't punish my nation for its sin. We are bloody with violence and aggression. Forgive us and show us love. Save us not by our strength, but by Your strength. I want to be a part of Your people. Bind me in close to You. Draw my family, friends, neighborhoods, communities, states, provinces, nations close to You. You deserve a people. Make us Your people. Make us like the sand on the seashore. Make us Your great nation. Let us act like we are Your children. Unite us. Heal our divides. May we rise up in the land, and may we love one another. And may it be done in Jesus' name. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1036. In the meantime, Jeremy Myers wrote, "Grace is the key to everything." And I'm not referring to weak-kneed, limp, powerless, feeble grace that you find in most Christian theology today, but shocking, outrageous, scandalous, indiscriminate, senseless, irrational, unfair, irreligious, ridiculous, absurd, offensive, infinite grace, which Jesus exhibited during His life. By grace, God loves all, forgives all, and accepts all with no conditions, no strings attached, no fine print, no qualifications, no limits, and no ongoing requirements. The grace of God is so outlandish and foreign to every human way of thinking and living, I believe it is absolutely impossible for any human being to place too much emphasis on grace. Take time today, podcast family, to thank God for the scandal of God's grace for you, and then find some way to give it away.